A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly Justice Journal of the Inner Community Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the summer 2019 issue on economic inequality. Day to Day and On Alone by Stephen K. Reeves. Stephen K. Reeves leads the advocacy efforts for the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship, a national Christian network of 1,800 churches. He is an attorney and national leader in the effort to reform predatory payday and auto title lending practices with the Faith for Just Lending Coalition, which can be found at www.lendingjustly.com. A young father had trouble paying his bills and turned to his Baptist congregation for help. They gave freely from their benevolence fund, no questions asked. When he returned a few months later, a deacon was assigned to provide assistance with budgeting. It quickly became clear that there was no way for the family to make ends meet. The deacon learned that when the father's monthly income had first fallen short of expenses, he had turned to a payday loan for help. After securing a loan of $700, every 2 weeks, $200 was automatically deducted from his checking account, making it impossible for him to keep up with his monthly bills and expenses. After several months, he still owed the original principal and the same amount of fees and interest as the day he walked away with the loan. By the time the church paid the balance, that $700 had cost over $3,300 in less than 5 months. This story is all too common for many financially vulnerable families. An estimated 12 million Americans take out a payday loan every year. In recent years, the small-dollar lending business has ballooned into a multi-billion-dollar industry, made possible through a systemic and deliberate dismantling or avoidance of traditional state usury laws. The result is an industry built not on expensive loans given to risky borrowers, but on the creation of previously illegal loan products designed to act as debt traps for working Americans desperately trying to make ends meet. A loan thought to be an answered prayer instead becomes a debt trap. The Old Testament, Hammurabi, Plato, Aristotle, Dante, and all Adam Smith, all condemn usury. Throughout most of U.S. history, there was a common understanding of usury as immoral and unjust. All original states had strict usury limits of less than 8%. In the early 1900s, many states adopted a 36% rate cap for small loans. 25 years ago, the storefront payday lender was essentially not existing. The current industry began only in the early 1990s. 15 states and the District of Columbia still prohibit or tightly restrict the practice. In 35 states that allow some type of payday lending, storefronts are ubiquitous. The Industry Trade Association claims over 20,600 are in operation today. The laws and loopholes that allow payday lending vary by state, but the product, practices, and core business model are the same. Payday loans are high-cost, small-dollar loans offered with no credit check required. The name payday loan comes from the term for repayment, typically 2 weeks or until the individual's next payday. Borrowers need only have a bank account and show a pay stub or other proof of regular income to qualify. Lenders give no consideration of the ability of the individual to repay the loan within the original term given their other obligations and without the need to reborrow. As a condition of the loan, the lender is given direct access to a bank account via a postdated check or through electronic ACH authorization. The typical interest rate and fee charges for a two-week loan range from $15 to $25 per each $100 borrowed. Those charges represent an annual percentage rate of 391% to 700% and often climb even higher. Some states have no limit to the interest rate or fees that can be charged. At the end of the loan term, the borrower must either pay the entire lump sum, principal plus all interest and fees in one balloon payment, or that amount will be automatically deducted from his or her bank account. As an alternative, the borrower can pay only the fee and interest and roll over the loan for another 2 weeks, like the father above. At this point, despite having paid the hefty interest and fee, the borrower will still owe the entire principal plus another round of fees and interest. Lenders rarely accept partial payment beyond interest and fees, which ensures that the principal owed is never reduced. While marketed as a short-term solution for emergency expenses, neither is typically the case. According to borrower surveys, 69% of loans are used for routine recurring expenses, and the two-week loans often result in 5 months of debt or longer. A loan of $350 will commonly cost a borrower $800 or more to repay, frequently three or four times the amount borrowed. When borrowers are able to repay under the initial loan terms, the resulting hole in their budget creates the need for another loan. In fact, according to an analysis of 15 million transactions by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, 80% of all payday loans are renewed, rolled over, or are taken out within 14 days of a previous loan being paid off. That same analysis showed that 75% of all fees generated from payday loans come from that 48% of borrowers who have taken out 11 or more loans a year. The more the borrower fails, the more money the lender makes. What has been referred to by many as a cycle of debt is not an unfortunate accident, is intentional, and is the most profitable scenario for the lender. These lending practices have both personal and systemic consequences. Oftentimes, borrowers turn to payday loans feeling it is a responsible option to solve their own problem. Lenders are quick and anonymous. In many ways, it is easier than turning to family, friends, a charity or a credit union, or pawning a possession. However, once trapped in debt, the shame can be consuming. Pastors and others who frequently counsel borrowers testify to the collateral damage these loans cause to relationships and marriages when the emotional impact of never-ending debt hits home. To get out of these loans, borrowers often turn for help to those they could have asked in the first place. In addition, payday loans are far more frequent in communities of color. These practices prey upon and exacerbate the persistent racial wealth gap. Pastors and other faith leaders have not only been counseling individuals trapped in payday loans and helping get them out of debt, they've also been actively working for policy reform. Faith-based coalitions have been central to reform efforts in states across the country and recently have organized on a national level. In 2015, a broad coalition of evangelical, Catholic, and mainline Protestant organizations, including the National Association of Evangelicals, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, and the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship formed Faith for Just Lending to make the case for reform at the national level. Established by the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act of 2010, Congress gave the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau the authority and mandate to pass regulations on payday lenders across the country. After years of research and a promising proposal in 2017, the Bureau, under new leadership, has recently moved to repeal the proposed rule before it can take effect. The fight for reform will continue at both the state and federal level, and the moral call to return to traditional usury standards will remain central. There have always been and always will be people desperate for money. The question for us is what to do about those eager to exploit that desperation for profit.